At Redwall Abbey, there was no shortage of good food. That same evening, Redwallers shared the best of everything as they sat in a lantern-lit orchard to celebrate the Summer of Friendship feast. Before the food was served, the elders, councillors and parents took their places. Smiling and nodding to one another, they watched as the newly formed Dibbons Choir filed in and stood in order of height, taller standing to the rear, a line kneeling in front of them, and the front row of the smallest sitting cross-legged. All were holding tiny lanterns, and their clean robes and well-scrubbed faces were bright in the soft reflected light. Boor Ab strode majestically to the rostrum, which was the old upturned wheelbarrow decked out in summer blossoms. The hare made a dignified bow to the elders. Then, taking out a bulrush baton, he coughed formally.
Lady Cregar, respected elders, good creatures all, may I present tonight for your delight and delectation...
What's a diet of lectation?
Little Flaubert piped up, much to every beast's amusement. Boor Ab silenced her with a severe twitch of his nose.
Without further ado, the Jolly Dibbons Choir of Redwall will render for you, under my expert direction, a recently composed masterpiece written by me good self. What, what?
What?
Several Dibbons chorused together. The hare waggled his ears fiercely at them before continuing.
Entitled, Welcome to the Feast.
Boor Ab produced a small reed pitch flute and blew upon it, then attempted to get the key right.
Fa, 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 so, so, do, mi, la, 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 la. 1, 2.
The little ones made a ragged start, but soon picked up the air.
Welcome to the feast, the feast, and welcome one and all. Good creatures that you are, la, 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 who dwell within the wall.
Applause broke out as the final note drifted clear upon the summer night air. Boor Ab took a hasty bow and turned back to his Jolly Dibbons Choir.
Well done, chaps and chapesses. Dismiss to your seats now. Not you, young Egbert. Come here, sir, this very instant.
The little hedgehog quailed under his hare conductor's gaze.
I'm sorry, sir. I sing the right words next time.